Praise the Lord this morning.
All right.
Amen. Let's get into the Word of God. We're in the book of John. This is the Gospel of John this morning. Now, we've been in very John, but this is our Children Youth Day. Young people, we want to look at the Gospel of John, chapter 7. The Gospel of John, chapter 7. Beginning at verse, we're going to read three verses. Chapter 7, verses 37, 38, and 39. Gospel of John. Verse 37, 38, 39. Everybody there?
Amen.
When you finally do read, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But then he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Wow.
Amen. We've been blessed by the reading and hearing of God's holy word. Amen. I need Sister Amber. Could you go get myself out of the ice? Yeah, I found myself. Yeah. All right. I want to talk today about water for a thirsty world. Water for a thirsty world. Oh, wow. Listen. Let me kind of just set this thing in order, so you can see what was going on at this time and place. This is what we call the those around Jerusalem, and the Jews were celebrating a festival. The festival of the tabernacles, or the festival of booths. This was celebrated in order. This was celebrated in order that Israel and the Jewish nation should never forget what God did for them in the wilderness.
Uh-huh.
You remember, young people, what happened was the Israelites were in slavery in Egypt. God sent Moses. Moses sent the Pharaoh, or the ruler of Egypt, "Let my people go," and he didn't want to do it. And God sent plagues and made bad things happen until finally the Pharaoh said, "Okay, I'll let your people go, God." And they left Egypt and they went out in the wilderness where there was no food, there was no water, there was no doctors. But when they got out in the wilderness, God rained down manna, which was their food from heaven.
Yeah.
All right. Amen. And he also, when they needed water, he told Moses to take his rod and strike the rock, that big rock, and water came out of the rock.
Yeah.
It was a miracle that water came out of the rock. So every year, they would come up to the festival, amen, of booths, of tabernacles, and they would make like little huts, amen, or lean-tos out of straw and temporary shelters, amen, because that's the way it was when they were in the wilderness. They didn't build a shelter, they had to stay there, they just built something temporary.
All right.
So every time they came up to this feast, amen, of the tabernacle, they built temporary shelters, and it would be like an almost like a family campground. Because they would be in those shelters for 8 days, and they would, at night they would look up, because in the shelter they had them built where the straw, they would probably level your room, so you could look up and see the stars and realize those were the same stars, amen, that had been seen when Israel went out and crossed the wilderness.
Right.
Reminded them of God, amen. And then, every day, for 7 days, what would happen? Remember, they didn't have any water. They were kind of in the desert place, they didn't have any water. So Moses hit the rock and water came out. So God had fixed it so every year when they had this festival, they could remember what happened. And what they would do, they would go down, a priest would go down to the river Shalom, get the water out, come back up to the altar and pour the water on the floor of the altar. Amen. And when he poured the water on the floor of the altar, that reminded them how God had brought water out of the rock.
Right.
So Jesus one day, amen, as they poured, after they had poured that water out on the altar, Jesus says, amen, what's said here in this scripture. On the last day, the last day of the feast, speak last 8 days, Jesus stood and cried out saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. What he was saying is just like when they were thirsty in the wilderness, God gave them water out of the rock. Now he's the rock. And Jesus said, if any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink. I like what he says after that. They come to me and drink. He, verse 30, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would see, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Jesus said, come unto me and drink. Amen. When you come unto Jesus, because he said, I'm the one that can give you life.
Yes.
Water for a thirsty world.
All right.
Notice Jesus said, come to me.
Yes.
And drink. Right? Is that what he said?
Right.
In verse 37?
Right.
Okay. But now look at verse 38. He who believes in me, that's talking about Christians. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water.
Right.
Now first he said, come unto me and drink. Then he says, for believers will be like a river of water.
Okay.
They come forth. And where is the water? Now look at verse 38. I'm trying to put all this together right quick. Verse 38 says, he who believes in me, that's all believers, as the scripture says, out of his heart. Y'all see that word heart?
Right.
Heart will flow rivers of living water.
Yeah.
Out of his heart is going to be a river of water.
Yeah.
What is he talking about? Let me see. All right. I got 1, 2. We ain't got a lot of kids, children. But I need all the children to get up. All the children to get up. Amen. Y'all just pray for the kids. All of y'all, some of y'all a little bit older children. But we gonna. Oh, you gonna need your blankets? Just bring up your blankets. Amen. All right, we gonna take a little hike. All right, y'all ready? Y'all follow me. All right, leave yourself here. We'll be back in a minute, adults. We're going to go take a little hike. We'll be right back, 2 or 3 minutes. Just pray. Pray for me. All right, y'all follow me? All right, let's go.
I'm going to benefit
you. No, we ain't got no faith. Come on. Let's go. Here we go. One, Y'all ever gonna be
big dream. But I want you to open it up.
Be careful. Don't waste it on yourself. Don't waste it on the secret, Mom. Take a look at you get. All right, everybody take a look.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Listen. The Bible says, in verse 38,
out of your heart shall flow rivers of living water. What does the Bible mean by that?
That's what we're going to try to figure out.
And I got some illustrations here. Here we go. Means the core of your being. It's the core of who you are. Heart means the core of your being.
Let me show you. It's like this was an apple, but I cut some of it off.
So which part of the apple is this? Just like an apple has a core, a person has a core. That's the inside the person, okay? Now, you remember an apple on the tree? Okay, when this apple was on the tree, before we pick it off and chop it up, what else is on the tree?
Little stem.
Little stem, all right? Little genius.
It was on the stem by another tree.
Now, when it was on the tree, the reason why it was an apple because the apple sap came from the tree and went through the core into the apple. That's what made the apple apple. Okay? If it wasn't made for this core, the core is what makes an apple an apple. And your core is what makes you, you. Okay? Now, Jesus says, out of your heart, out of your core, shall run the living rivers of living water. Your core got certain things. The first thing your core has is a spirit. Everybody say spirit?
Spirit.
Spirit, that's the part that connects with God.
Spirit is the part that connects with God. That's the stem of life. That's the part that connects with God. Mm-hmm. When people are lost before God saved them, that part is not connected.
Amen.
So they don't have a spiritual life. But when God saves you and rescues you from your sin, then the Holy Spirit comes in and his spirit and your spirit and brings you alive. Okay? That's the first part. Because we're three old people. We got a spirit, a soul, and a body.
Amen.
Say it again. What are the first three parts? Spirit?
Spirit, soul, and
one more time.
Spirit, soul, and body.
And the part that most connects to God is the
spirit.
Okay? Now once the spirit is connected to God, God flows from the spirit to the soul.
Uh-huh.
The soul has three components. The soul has a mind that you think with, the heart that you feel with, and the will that you make decisions with.
Right.
Y'all got it? Everybody with me?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see.
Listen to what I'm saying here. What are the three parts that we have as human beings? We have what?
Spirit, soul, and heart.
Now our soul has three parts. What are the three parts?
Mind, heart.
Alright, y'all, boy, y'all gonna be scholars. Alright. Now, before your spirit came alive because God saved you, you know, there was no influence. So your heart couldn't be the heart that God created to be. God created your mind to be a certain kind of mind, your heart to be a certain kind of heart, and your will to be a certain kind of will. Your mind should have been able to know him. Your heart should be able to love him, and your will should be able to obey him. Your mind should be able to do what?
carefully. Your mind was created to love God. Your heart, to know God. Your mind was created to know God. Your mind was created to do what?
Know God.
Your heart was created to
love God.
And your will was created to
obey God.
All right. But when we were spiritually dead, we couldn't do any of those things like God created us to do. So he had to come and save us from our sin. Now that his spirit lives in us, we can love God, know God, and obey God. And also, we can think like God thinks, love like God loves, and live like God wants us to live. Right? So that's your heart. Jesus said, out of this heart gonna come rivers of living water.
All right.
How did the living water get into the heart? Anybody? Wait a minute. Remember, the heart is the core of your being. So how did the water get into the heart? It came through what?
Spirit.
Spirit. Understand what is in the spirit. So first the throat came to the spirit, and then it flowed from the spirit to the all this is the core. It started, came through the stem, hit the spirit first, and then it came from the spirit to the
soul.
And the soul, it hit what three parts?
Mind,
heart, and will. And then it's expressed through our bodies. What we do in our bodies. Okay? Alright. So there's a flow. Flow from the spirit to the heart, and then from the heart to the body. Okay? So, Jesus said, if you come to me and drink of me, I will give you living water. In a way, he gives the world the living water that he has is it flows through who?
Believe.
What are we just finished talking about? Spirit. It flows through our who? When I said spirit, whose spirit was I talking about? The Christians or the believers, okay? And then it flows through the believer's soul. And then it flows through the believer's will. All right. Then they come on. Well, you got to get this thing down here. All right, then he's a believer. All right. So they spirit, they were kind of lost. Spirit wasn't connected. But one day he met Jesus. Jesus saved him. The Holy Spirit, when you get saved, the Holy Spirit got into the human spirit. And then they came alive. The soul went from the spirit to the spirit to the
soul.
All right, come on, I'm not trying to trick that. All right, so when the spirit, when it came from the flow came from the spirit to the soul, all of a sudden they had a mind that could do what with God. He had a heart that could do what with God, and he had a will that could do what for God, because it was God created him to be. Amen. Now, JJ is not going to love God like Billy loves God, because they're unique individuals. You love God through your own uniqueness. Because God does not make carbon copies. God makes each individual. So the way that JJ loves God won't be the same way that Billy or Michael loves God. We all, after God loves through us, have a different way of loving God. But not only, see, when God put that, not only when God does that, does God's love flows to JJ's spirit, and God's love flows to JJ's mind, so JJ goes through, oh, this person needs love, let me love him. And God's love flows through JJ's heart, and then God's love flows through JJ's will. So JJ sees a person at school. And person all at the table by itself. And don't like seem like you got friends, seem like you have a kind of rough day. So JJ, since he had a mind to thank God, he thought, man, that person was lonely.
They need a friend. So then they want to say, okay, he needs somebody to love like God loves me. But then J.J. will say, okay, let's go over to the table and make friends and show him God's love. So God, water. The water for a thirsty world flowed from God through J.J., through that person that's at the table by themselves that need a friend.
Thank you,
Dad. Amen.
So God is water for a thirsty world, but he does it through who? On your job. He does it through you. He does it through you on your job. And in your neighborhood, in your home, he does it through you. You are a river. He flows through you.
Amen.
Through his spirit.
And next.
Core again. Core. When you think about, look on your, everybody, this it's on you, it's on, keep the thing, because it says it on C-O-R-E, y'all seen that? Core. That's your home. That's your soul. That's the spirit and soul that's in you. Okay? So core means Christ, our rescuer. He's our rescuer.
Thank you, Lord God.
We say saved us, but it's like saved me, he rescued you. If somebody drowned, somebody saved you, they rescuing you. Christ, our rescue was injured. Your soul or your core is where Christ, our rescue, enters you. But he don't enter you to stay in you.
Right.
He enters you to flow to somebody else. Now, there's a couple of C's. In biblical, we talk about it all the time. One is the Sea of Galilee. Sea of Galilee flourishing, got trees and plants and stuff all around it. Water flows into the Sea of Galilee. Water flows out of the Sea of Galilee. But now, Sea of Galilee is kind of high. When water flows out of the Sea of Galilee, it flows into another sea. And that's called the Dead Sea. The problem with the Dead Sea is water flows in, but don't know why to throw out. So we got a lot of salt and minerals and can't nothing grow it because they got everything around in this day.
Right.
You have to choose what you're going to be. You going to be like the Sea of Galilee? Or you going to be like the Dead Sea?
Right. That's good.
Are you going to let God's life flow through you and bless other people?
Mm-hmm. All right.
So they can experience a thirst quenching God through you, and then through him personally. Or are you going to be like a Dead Sea and just keep it all to yourself? Somebody said, I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I could not keep it to myself. Listen. The whole world is thirsty. But Jesus said, out of your core, shall flow rivers of water. All right. Only do it. All right. Amen. Out of your core, to quench the world's thirst. We'll give you one example of this and we'll close. One day, Jesus' spirit say, connected with his soul, said, Jesus, you need to go to Samaria. I know most of the Jews don't go to Samaria. Most of the Jews don't go to that town. Most of the Jews don't go there because it's old people in that town. You know, they look get so real quick, you know, they're not our kind of people. So we're not going to go in that part. We're going to go around that. But then something got in Jesus' spirit. And Jesus said, I got to go through there. Something got in my spirit. telling me I need to go through Samaria.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here comes Jesus, and Jesus walking through Samaria. And then, you know, he got being human too. He wasn't God, but he was human too. So he got thirsty. And there was a well there. Jesus looked at the well, and there was a woman.
Right, right.
At the well. Now, this was in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And it was hot.
Yeah,
now, most
yeah.
people,
yeah.
they're not, you know, they know the well was hot because it's not good when outside.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a real heavy pot, and she had gone a long way. Can you imagine how hot she would be walking in? So, most people went early in the morning when it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, she had tried it. But when she got up there early in the morning when it was cool, there's some other people. And they were whispering and talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm whispering and talking about it. What's wrong with John? I don't know why she ain't up here. She been on her, she laid a cigarette on there.
Yeah.
And she ain't no fuck with talking about it.
Yeah.
So she went, oh, I don't want to come back because people going to talk about me. So she felt to me, her friends and neighbors rejected her. Rejection means when you want something and something you want don't want you.
Right.
She wanted to be with their community.
Yeah.
But the community she wanted to be with, they didn't want to be, they rejected her. She felt rejected and rejection hurts. It's like when you want to be somebody's friend, they don't want to be a friend with you.
Yeah.
Or you want to be accepted by a group of kids or something, a group of children at school, but they don't want you to be a part of it. Or you want to be on the basketball team, but you're not good enough.
Yeah.
Or maybe your grades ain't as good as some others. Mm-hmm. And you feel rejected.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way she feels. So it hurts to be with people because they rejected her, she said, rather go early in the morning, I'm going to go at noon. It's hot. But at least it won't be nobody there to reject
her.
Yeah. But she went out there at noon today. She was out there trying to get some. She had a water pot. She bought a water pot and she went go down the well and get some water. She was down there. Here come a man. And this man was Jesus. And Jesus said, hey, she got that water pot. Could you give me a little water too? And then she said, wait a minute, because I'm not supposed to talk to Jewish men. I'm not supposed to talk to men in public. And I'm certainly not supposed, because you're Jewish, and Jews don't never come down their blood. Because they don't think, they think they're better than us.
Right.
So they don't even come this way. And if they do come, I'm not supposed to speak to man in public. But Jesus, in spite of that, said, she needs one. Look at Jesus said, can I have one? Let's start a conversation. He said, you asked one of me. In the conversation, and Jesus finally gets the point. Said, if you knew who was asking you for water, you'd ask me for water. And I give you some water that will so quench your thirst, you'd be like a spring.
Yeah.
You'd be like water. It'd be like when you go by telling the truth, one to spring up. Jesus said, if I give you this water, you ain't gonna thirst no more. And not only are you not gonna thirst no more, because this water, see this water, you been every day you come up here, get that water for you. You come up here. Go home, drink it all, then you thirst the next day. So you come back. Every day you thirst it, so you keep coming back. But listen, I can give you some water.
Yeah.
That you won't thirst again. I know what you've been looking for. I can give you water you won't thirst again. Not only will you not thirst again, but you'll be like a water fountain. You water sprays up for you for other people to drink.
Yeah.
What were you talking about? You know, you need water. But sometimes when you don't get water, you get dehydrated.
Come on.
And sometimes when you get dehydrated, sometimes your mouth can get dry.
Right.
Mouth get dry. Can't talk like you're supposed to talk. And sometimes that's why people say the words that they not supposed to be saying. They be
angry.
When you see people at those schools saying words that you know you your mom and dad told you not to say, they need more. Because they dehydrated. And sometimes, when you, especially if you're doing something like that, you playing sports or you're working real hard or you're out in the sun, sometimes if you don't get enough water and you get dehydrated, you'll get a cramp and your muscles start acting crazy. And you can't control it. So sometimes when you see people and they ain't got no self-control, they be hydrated.
That's good.
That's why they can't control themselves. That's why they do the things that they do, because they be hydrated. And I tell you, boy, you let that dehydrated, after a while, you've been there so long, your mind started getting confused. Oh, I wish I had on here. I read it at Dr. Oz. And Dr. Oz says, sometimes we eat when we're really not hungry. We'll eat, but we're really not hungry, we're thirsty. But we're so thirsty, our mind gets confused when we think we're hungry.
That's good.
So, hey, if you're trying to die, drink you some water when you get hungry. Now, if you're still hungry, it's hungry.
Yeah.
But if you're what? You would get thirsty.
Yeah. That's real, okay?
Dehydrated, you're thirsty.
So many levels.
And then they say, there's something that signals you, you need water. Mm-hmm. Problem is, sometimes you can tell somebody's thirsty.
Sure.
Because they'll seek attention and thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're thirsty for love. See, really, human beings are thirsty for God.
That's what it is.
They're thirsty for God, but they get confused because they're dehydrated.
Yeah.
And even though they're thirsty for God, they think they're thirsty for stuff.
Yeah.
If I could get more stuff.
Yeah.
They think they're thirsty for pleasure. If I could get more pleasure.
Yeah.
They're thirsty for popularity.
Right.
If I could get more followers. Yeah. I'm getting more likes. Thirsty for popular. Are they thirsty for power? If I could they think they're really thirsty for God, but they're so confused, the mind is foolish. Sometimes you can tell somebody thirsty. Sometimes the way people dress and it's inappropriate, they thirst. That's why you as a believer, you ought to dress different.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because somebody can fulfill your thirst.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had a week. It ought to be a difference between the way a believer dresses and the way a thirsty person.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
A
thirsty. Sometimes we thirsty. You look at inappropriate material.
Amen.
On the computer. Other places.
Amen.
Because you're thirsty and you don't want to go through other ways to get it fulfilled correctly.
Thirsty.
Thirsty. So I want to say, I can't say like sometimes when they follow your thirst. Because sometimes you be so confused, you don't know what you're thirsty for.
That's real.
Problem is, sometimes you're so thirsty and so dehydrated. I remember when I used to live in the cowboy pitch, and they be out there in the desert.
Yeah.
They got it all hijacked.
Yeah.
Somebody took their horse and lost their horse. And they just walking through the desert.
Yeah.
They had a little canteen, but it's almost empty.
Yeah.
And they drank the last little water. And they out there in the desert. It is hot. It is wet. And you can just look at the TV. And you almost want to go to the right bank, you don't want to sleep. Because you see him this on Thursday. It is so bad. But all of a sudden, this is
yeah,
this is my boy.
Come on now.
Oh, it becomes true.
Yeah.
If you have it in the mind, you got all confused.
Yeah.
It becomes true. And that nice little pool of water. And oh yeah. And they go up there in water. And they look at that pond door. And they can't wait. And they say, oh, water. And they get down and get that water up and start drinking. And start drinking. And then they realize they come back to themselves. And it's not water that they're drinking. It's sand.
Right.
But their mind is off of you. Y'all understand what I'm saying? There's a problem with being. That's why you need to go to Jesus to quit your thirst.
That's real.
Because sometimes you'll be so confused what you think is going to save you will slay you.
That's real.
Oh, I wish I had a witness. Sometimes you'll be so confused in your life that relationship that you think will be your salvation will be your slave. The things that will bring you life will bring you death.
Yeah.
Because you're too confused to see the differences. And you just like the woman because she had that childhood. That's a whole lot of rejection.
Yeah.
She thought if I could find the right man, my spirit would be quick. She tried 5 times and it didn't work out. 5 times she was rejected. She's been rejected. Amen. By the folk that go get water early in the morning, she's been rejected by 5 husbands. She's been rejected by the Jew that wouldn't even come to her town. She had rejection after rejection, and she was just thirsty for somebody to love her.
Yeah.
Somebody to value her. Somebody to think she was important enough.
Yes.
To stop for her. Jesus said, it's like being some water.
Yeah.
You know, flow through. He said, don't go here. Yeah, I want that water. And he said, go get your husband. And on that head, I had 5. I got one I'm thinking about. Boy, we had a witness. I got one at home I'm thinking about. We ain't really.
Yeah, don't do it.
We just playing.
Yeah.
See, I tell you, you can get up there, you get confused. Amen. So you're selling somebody playing house.
Amen.
And anytime you play house, it's almost a window.
Yeah.
If you sell somebody playing house, the only thing they play house they have grown up.
Amen.
Come grown up people.
Yeah.
Build a home.
Yeah.
Then play house.
Amen.
Tell you what it is, I know I'm on my own.
Amen.
You say, oh, you're telling the truth.
Amen.
Then you was out of the church. You know, sometimes you get
up
on business. They try to redirect the conversation.
Yeah.
He gets out of my business. Let me ask him about worship when he get off his hood. I don't want him to say none of that about or who went on. Jesus, I want to ask you about worship. Some say we can worship the devil, some say we can worship spirit. He was trying to direct. He said, no, it ain't where you worship, it's how you worship.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Because if you worship right, your water will flow right.
Right.
Yeah. Worship is when you get on the pole.
Yeah.
They that worship me, but worship me in spirit and in truth. And when you worship me in spirit and in truth, the flow will come to you.
Yeah.
And she said, after she had a little talk with Jesus, she realized, I think something had happened. Because then she, this must be him. This is what she saw, who he was. And she was gonna love him. And she said, listen, she put, and the Bible says, she put her water pot down.
Yeah.
Right, right. She came for water. It's in the heart of the day. Like we were outside. Now she forgot she was thirsty because she wasn't thirsty no more. Oh, I wish I had a witness. When she met Jesus, she forgot he was supposed to fill her spiritual thirst. She forgot all about her physical thirst.
Yeah.
know when you're doing God's will, you forget stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. My Lord, my Lord.
Come on, when the Spirit gets satisfied.
Yeah, and settled. Come on.
It was just like when they came back. You know, the disciples, remember, we want to keep living with our disciples that went to the city to get some food. They came back with the food. Right. Said, Jesus, we got some sandwiches and things. We got some food. You want some food? And Jesus said, my meat is to do his will.
Yeah.
I'm already full.
Yeah.
Doing his will, feel me? Sometimes when you're doing it, you're in the flow.
Right.
Y'all hear me? Right. When you're in the flow, you don't get hungry.
Right.
You don't get thirsty. You just in the flow.
Yeah.
Right.
That's real.
You just get all about being hungry. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get on when I'm up in the flow. Now, once I get out the flow, and then it comes, I might get off. Amen. Y'all understand what I'm saying? She left.
Yeah.
She went out. She went in the city. She done forgot about rejection. She done forgot about talking about her. She done forgot about all that. Because she didn't need them acceptance. She had already been accepted by the God of the universe and quit everything. And he had filled her heart up. And she would tell everybody, come see me.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness to him? When God fills you up, you won't be satisfied. When the flow stopping at you, the flow will flow through you.
Right.
And you want to tell somebody else, come see me.
Yeah.
Come see. God said this is the Messiah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell y'all about it.
Yeah.
But I know in this society, in this culture, y'all don't believe a woman makes being a witness.
Yeah.
So rather than me being a witness, come see for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come see for yourself.
Yeah.
And they came, and the Bible says, many of them got saved.
Yeah.
Why? Because it flowed from Jesus through the woman to everybody else.
Yeah.
And she watered the world.
Yeah.
She was there watering for.
Yeah.
Watering for. She was just like that. I mean, she wanted to, what I'm saying? She was just pointing on everybody. Come see me.
Yeah,
yeah. And they saw her, and they got the wow. I
believe
you're right.
Yeah.
I believe you're the Messiah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you
became followers of Christ.
Yeah.
Disciples became followers of Christ.
Come on.
Jesus' source, God's source.
Yeah.
That's where the flow starts.
Yeah.
But we are the spring. We are the stream.
Yeah.
We're the stream or the spring. Spring, you spring up. Stream, you flow through.
That's good.
That brings water to this world and so thirsty.
Amen.
Look around. You can feel thirsty, world.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's true.
That's why they do the thing they do. That's why they're so confused. That's why I see some kind of a million young girls she in the car. You know, they got the music on them. Hip hop music, and the same thing she dancing to is something that's putting her down.
Yeah.
Amen. Thirsty. Amen. That's real. Amen. Thirsty. Confused. Mm-hmm. Doing something they're not be doing. No self control.
Mm-hmm.
He got to drink. Mind confused. Mouth talking crazy. All children need. They need that they run from your core. Mm-hmm. Brothers. The world needs a dirty world. Need that would come from God to your core.
Yeah.
To me. Amen. That's what I'm about with, amen. Find somebody that's thirsty. Amen. And God will fill you up so much.
Yeah.
He fill you up to the rim.
Yeah.
You know how when you fill the rim, you just walk close to somebody.
Yeah.
Water is fresh all around. You filled up.
Yeah.
Amen. And see, when you're a fountain, even when you spill the water on somebody, good thing about it, when I spill it, when you love somebody else, you don't have less love in you.
Right.
Because he's still putting love in
you.
So
Because as soon as you pour that, he put it in.
Yeah. 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 Right. Yeah.
The more you pour out, the more he put in. Yeah. And you just can't. Oh. So you don't run out of love. You don't run out of love. You don't run out of encouragement. You don't run out of joy and peace. You have stuff to share with other people.
Right.
You don't run out of that brother because you keep pouring it in me. You keep pouring it into you. If you stay connected, he'll keep pouring it into you.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, once this apple came off the tree, if I didn't eat this apple, it'd be already dead.
That's real. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I stayed on the tree. It sure is good. When you're hungry, it'll bring you nutrients.
Right.
Oh, they have it with me. That was sure look good, pal.
It is good.
Did you hear? And we, me and the children break rules, break water, we out in the church. Rule breaking, we breaking rules in the name of the Lord. Amen. Did you hear? You don't know Christ, you don't have a relationship with him. You need this water because you're thirsty for something. I'm going to tell you what you're thirsty for. If you never met it,
that's real.
You have to find it in your life. You don't have a relationship with him. That's what you're thirsty for. You're thirsty for God.
That's real.
And God is waiting to be the water that you need him to be. All right, I need a couple of ladies. I know you pay, but we still. Got two men, I need another lady. Oh, okay, we got them. You go over there and call down to the place. So we have a lady and you can all good. All right, if you're here, as we all stand, if you need a connection,
yes.
You need a connection with God, still your thirst. You need somebody to pray with you, y'all connect in prayer.
My God.
You need to connect with a body of Christ, a community, a people. They make sure they are there to always give you water when you need it.
Yes.
We'll be that community.
Yes.
So I invite you to come to Christ today. So the devil asked you today. When you come to him, he's able to feel that thirst. Your time.